This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Fashion devotees and industry insiders log loads of air miles, jetting to Paris, Milan, Rio, and other swank places, sometimes several times a year. About 100,000 of the fashion hordes descend onto New York City during Fashion Week alone, shoving their designer luggage into the overhead while the rest of us schlubs shuffle onto the plane in sweatpants. Etihad Airlines is looking to tap into the game and is sponsoring 17 major fashion events around the world in hopes of becoming the Fashionista's official airline. With the global fashion industry bringing in an estimated $1.2 trillion annually, it's easy to see why Etihad is looking for a place on that other runway. Vanessa Friedman is fashion director and chief fashion critic at the New York Times. That's where she wrote about airlines embracing the fashion industry as its next big opportunity. Vanessa Friedman, great to have you with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
So Etihad has not been the go-to airline for people in fashion. What other commercial airlines get the majority of business from the fashion industry?
You know, it's very straightforward. You know, if you look at the kind of fashion circuit, the twice-a-year fashion circuit that goes from New York to London to Milan to Paris, you know, it's the usual suspects. So it's American Airlines, British Airways, Air France, Alitalia, Delta, if you would.
So Etihad is looking at this as an opportunity. Why them? Why now?
Well, I think they have become the first official sponsor of Fashion Week. They're working with WME-IMG, which is, you know, the entertainment behemoth that owns 30 different fashion events around the year or operates them. And that includes New York Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, London Fashion Week, Berlin Fashion Week, Mumbai Fashion Week, Sydney Fashion Week, and so on. And this, you know, gives them a connection to the fashion world that hasn't really existed before between the worlds of airlines and style.
So this is a business that is really seeing this as a market that it can gain something out of. Beyond the money, what do they get in terms of prestige for carrying fashionistas?
Well, you know, one of the stranger developments over the last decade or so has been the increasing deglamorization of air travel. You know, it's become really a bunch of tin sardine cans that everyone has jammed in. And, you know, with the rise of the budget airlines like JetBlue, you know, that has been the kind of dominant trend in air travel. And I think increasingly people sort of miss the old days when it was considered, you know, fashionable to get on the airplane and cool and chic. And that's why you get these endless paparazzi pictures of Victoria Beckham going through an airport or, you know, Rita Ora going through an airport because they look sort of fabulous and people want that again. And Etihad, I think, has realized this is an opportunity to, you know, brand themselves, to give themselves a kind of halo of style, which will draw, you know, a new consumer base.
It's one thing to be fashion's preferred airline, but what does that actually mean in terms of in-flight service or perks?
I think that's all to be seen at the moment. Some of the things that they were talking about was, you know, designer toiletry bags, you know, presumably new air host outfits. I would think different kinds of fashion TV on the entertainment system. You know, one of the initiatives that WME and IMG have started is a made-to-order channel called M2M, made-to-measure, that is a full-time fashion channel. And Etihad will actually be broadcasting this or offering this as part of their package. You know, they could live stream fashion shows. And, you know, at some point in the future, maybe you could even click on a dress on a show, order it, and, you know, get it sent to your house.
In addition to glamorizing flight, it seems like there are a lot more people interested in looking at those photos of Victoria Beckham or Angelina Jolie getting off a plane in L.A. or someplace else. What is this investment in being associated with fashion and luxury? Is this part of Etihad's strategy?
You know, I think fashion has become a kind of a go-to sector for, you know, everyone, be it a celebrity, a pop culture figure, a politician, and a consumer on the street. You know, everybody wants a part of this industry. And it is why you see the day after the Met Ball, 25 million page views on Vogue.com, people looking at the red carpet. You know, there is just a fascination with fashion, with its characters, with what it makes. And, you know, if Etihad can tap into that, that is, you know, a potentially huge market for them on all economic levels.
We did recently speak with your colleague Nelson Schwartz about the increasing velvet rope economy, meaning people and companies really going for that luxury market, the one percenters, or I guess in the fashion industry, it would be 0%, at least for fat content, is my guess. But is this the same thing, going for a separate, better experience for more better-looking, richer people?
You know, I would say it's a separate, better experience for everyone, ideally. You know, I don't think this is a velvet rope situation. I think it is a kind of polishing up or a glossing up of a brand. They have an economy class.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It's not anyone can get on the airplane.
Right.
You know, I think they're hoping it works for them on all levels.
But you probably wouldn't want to be wearing your sweatpants.
Only if they were a designer.
Vanessa Friedman, thank you for speaking with us.
Nice to talk to you.
Vanessa Friedman, she's fashion director and chief fashion critic at the New York Times, and she wrote about airlines embracing the fashion industry as a next big opportunity. You'll find a link to read the article, wordofmouthradio.org.